This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Boeing shared its first quarter earnings report today, and despite the disastrous Alaska Airlines flight earlier this year and the ensuing public scrutiny, the report wasn't as bad as many expected. Revenue came in slightly higher than forecast, but still down 8% from the year before. That's the first drop in 7 quarters. The company, which has been around since 1916, is struggling. And with a history that long, it raises the question of how Boeing ended up here. Jerry Useem wrote about Boeing and what he calls the dark age of American manufacturing for The Atlantic. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You open your piece with a pretty stark comparison of Boeing of the past and Boeing of more recent days. Can you lay that out for me?
Well, the comparison is a stark one in that early in Boeing's existence, it paid very close attention to the process of manufacturing. And the original founder, Bill Boeing, had his office right in the building adjacent to the shop floor and would often stroll over, inspect individual pieces. And what we've arrived at now is a situation where management of Boeing is very much detached from the actual building of its planes.
Can you briefly sort of take me through the timeline of Boeing, of how they went from this super prestigious company that was doing everything in-house, had all of its engineers very plugged into what was going on, to what we're learning as, you know, these investigations continue about such a disparate chain of events that led to, you know, the door blowing out on the plane and things like that?
The timeline is kind of a long one. I think it was in the early 2000s that a lot of the key decisions were made. And airplanes are that kind of business where the errors of yesterday take a long time to show up. But it was around 2005 that they really got serious about what they called offloading. And this meant doing less and less of the work in-house, you know, for some of its planes, having the wings built elsewhere, having the entire tail section built elsewhere. But they took this further and further. And I'd say prior to the accident, it was beginning to recognize that it had taken this too far. Mm. And was beginning to sort of reintegrate and try to make some steps to bring itself back to kind of its engineering manufacturing roots.
How common is what Boeing has done in the rest of American manufacturing?
I think it's actually not uncommon. It's a very visible case for what I think has been a fairly pervasive phenomenon. I mean, as recently as the early 2000s, Intel was seen as the absolute last word in manufacturing prowess. And its CEO frankly admitted that, like, it lost its edge on the shop floor, and they've pronounced, like, what he's called a death march to get back to leadership in the actual process of making things better, ensuring quality, et cetera.
Yeah, one of the issues you point to in American manufacturing is that power in these companies, like Boeing, moved from engineers to financial managers. How did that happen, and what's been the consequence?
It was the engineers who first were sort of in charge of the executive suite when the American corporation came to be. You know, Henry Ford and Bill Boeing, these were people who had arose from the shop floor. And over time, it's been pretty well documented that the CEO class came to be populated by people out of the finance function, which just meant they spoke the language of numbers and accounting. They didn't speak the language of engineering. And so those best equipped to understand how to put things together were no longer in charge. And I think that's a process that's now gone too long, gone too far.
Yeah, what's the lesson for other American manufacturers to take from this situation, not just, you know, what Boeing is doing right now, but how Boeing got to this point?
I think the lesson is ignore the process of making at your peril. You know, a lot of people have set up the Boeing story as sort of a case of a company that's put costs in front of quality. But the thing is, really what they've done is actually made it more expensive for themselves. I mean, it's they've had their production line shut down. This is extremely costly. So you got to find sustainable ways to keep on driving costs down, keep on improving quality. So it's a matter of, are you going to do it bluntly by getting rid of your experienced workers, your advanced machine tools, and the managerial attention required to make those sort of continual improvements, or are you going to lean into it?
All right, we'll end it there. Jerry, you seem writing about Boeing and the, quote, dark age of American manufacturing for The Atlantic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.